For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
On the Mike Calta Show, it's 102.5 The Bone.
Over the break, I had the best Karen run-in ever. Has anybody had any of those recently?
No.
No, surprisingly.
I'm not looking for them, although I enjoy watching them on Instagram. I follow Karen's Gone Wild.
Yeah. Does anybody else feel like they can say whatever they want because they have a mask on? I find myself talking to myself all the time, and sort of, oh, this guy just doesn't care, I guess. Well, and I'm saying it, like, out loud, but nobody can see my mouth moving or anything, so I just kind of look around like, oh, who said it?
So my wife and I were trying to find something fun to do for my daughter over vacation because it did get a little bit boring for them when we were stuck in the house. You know, families have plans or friends aren't always available. And there is a place in Dade City that we've talked about on the show before. I believe they've been the subject of some news stories over the years. And I want to say somebody worked there that we know. They used to tell me about it. I wish I could remember who it was. I want to say maybe it was Mariah Milano, the former porn star who lives here, who we were friends with. I don't know. I can't really remember. It was somebody over there who loved animals. There's this place in Dade City, and they have, it's called the Giraffe Ranch, and they have giraffes, they have camels, they have leopards of some sort, they have all monkeys, they have all sorts of, they have otters, they have cheetahs, that's what it was, cheetahs. They have a rhino there, and I have no interest in going, but then I found out what they do now is they do a car tour where you can drive through. And I thought, well, that's my speed. Anything I don't have to get out of the car, I love. So when I was a kid, we had Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, which is really, looking back on it now, a dump of a place. But it was the only real amusement park. I mean, we didn't have a Disney World or anything like that. And they had roller coasters. They had the first upside-down roller coaster, Lightning Loops. Then they had the free fall where the floor would drop out and you would just fall down into a sliding area, you know. And it was in our lives since we were kids. But one of the big attractions that they used to have was a safari that you would drive through in your car. And I remember going so long ago that my parents were married, so it had to be like before 75. And we went through, and there were monkeys on the hood of your car just ripping your antenna off and crapping everywhere. And I remember that you were never supposed to open your windows or doors, and there would be a giant lion right there. And my dad would roll down the window, and there were no power windows at the time, and take pictures of the lion. And my mother was getting scared because the window was open and blah, blah, blah. But you would just be able to drive through these things, you know, taking pictures, and there was really no security. I mean, I'm sure they were there, but it wasn't like it is now where they could watch you the whole way, and it was crazy. So when my wife said that there was this sort of safari thing, I kind of thought of that, and I said, okay, yeah, I'll go. I'm in, whatever we got to do. And it's quite, it's costly. It's $150 for a car that you could pack seven people in. And it was just the three of us. And it's in Dade City, and it's in deep Dade City. Like, it's past that fake snow mountain thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's past Bellamy Brothers Road and all that. It's in a place where I never will ever find by accident. And we drove out there, and we made an appointment for 4 o'clock for the tour. Now, in my mind, they're spacing out the tours just so they don't have a million cars in there. We've never been there before. We don't know. So we pull up there at 4:12. It's 4 o'clock, and we pull up there at 4:12, and there's a woman there at the gate. She does not even lift her head. She locks the gate with a chain and she walks away. And we looked at each other and I gave her a little of the horn and she just walked away. So now I'm sitting in front of the driveway, in front of the gate, and I'm like, there's no way that she did not see us. And then I said, you know what? Maybe we're at the wrong gate. Maybe this is a do not enter gate. So I back up a little bit to read the sign. And it says, nope, this is where you go. So I pull back up in front of the gate. Well, now she's walking back over to the gate because someone is leaving and she has to open the gate to let them in. So now she has no choice but to acknowledge me. So she comes over and opens the gate and she points to me to move to the right. So I move to the right. And then she walks over to the car and she doesn't make eye contact with me, but she puts her head down and she goes, can I help you? I said, we have an appointment to go to the safari. And she goes, not today, you don't.
Mm.
And I go,
I love the attitude right off the bat. There's no way there could have been a glitch or somebody did something. There's no way you have an appointment for today.
And I said, but we do for 4 o'clock. And she said, well, it's after 4 and you missed it. And I said, well, we're apologized, but we drove from Lutz and this was a lot further than we thought. It took us longer to get here. And she goes, well, I'm sorry, but that's not my problem. And I go, okay. And my wife goes, well, we didn't know. And she goes, well, it was all in the confirmation email. And my wife goes, I didn't get a confirmation. Oh, yes, you did.
Mm.
And my wife goes, I did not get a confirmation email. I just purchased the tickets a little while ago. And she goes, and the confirmation email is automatically generated. And it clearly states that you have to be there on time or you can forfeit your tour. And we're like, lady, the phone's right here. We did not get a confirmation email. And she's like, yes, you did. And I looked at her and I go, do you think just for a second maybe something happened that didn't send out a confirmation email? I go, what's the next step? And she's like, well, I don't know what you want. She goes, it started at 4 o'clock, and it's after 4 now, and my time is valuable, and I would respect your time. You should respect my time. And I looked at her, and I go, can I ask you a question? Why are you being so rude? And she's like, I'm not being rude. I go, you're absolutely being rude. I said, this is our first time here. We're paying customers. If we did something wrong, then we will learn the lesson, explain it to us, and we'll come back another day. But you're just being incredibly rude.
I assume there was an entire line of cars so they could, you know, afford
nobody
to just lose
us.
Somebody.
Yeah. Nobody behind us. So I, in my mind now, I'm like, I have my 7-year-old daughter who wants to see camels and giraffes. So I'm like, I'm trying to be calm. Also, I understand if we were supposed to be there at 4 and we're late, I understand why this woman might want to go home for the day. I get life. So she goes, well, you got the confirmation email. And we're like, look, I'm going to tell you again. We didn't get the confirmation email. And then she goes, there's a tour guide over there. I can check with him and see if he is still willing to do this. I will open the gate. And I looked at my wife and I looked at her and I go, let me tell you something, lady. I go, I don't. And my wife goes, Michael, please. And I stopped and I looked at her and she goes, Juliana, do you want to go in the thing? And Juliana goes, yes. And she goes, please. And I go, okay. My next words were going to be, I don't give a good goddamn if that giraffe grew rings and started flying around. I wouldn't go in there to sit. But my daughter wanted to go. So the lady is like, this is the tour guide and he can take you through if he chooses to. And blah, blah, blah. And she just walked away. And I was like, I've never hated a woman more. I've never wanted to.
But also,
hurt a woman more than I wanted to hurt that
also,
woman.
Also, we couldn't start there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't try to accommodate and stuff. First off, there's no way that you have an appointment today. And you're like, okay, so you're late. That's fine. Listen, you guys are late, but let me check with him. If he wants to do it, then that's cool. But otherwise,
or,
I don't know if there's anything I can do. You would understand that. You would go, yeah, we're late. I get it. Okay.
I would have even been happy if she said, I'm sorry, we had to cap it off at 12 and you guys are late. And I would have said, but, and she would have said, yeah, but that's once it's closed. I would have been like, our bad. We were late. It's our fault.
Right.
I get it. But right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah.
No, not here, you don't. You don't have an appointment here today. Oh, yes, I do. And then, so, then I was like, there's a fire in my chest right now, like from Iron Man 2. Like, I was going to explode. And I'm like, I'm not really sure how I'm maintaining this calmness because I want to go crazy and kill somebody. And then I thought, well, here's what we got. We've got Tiger King North is what we have. Where I'm about to go in there and take pictures of what I can only imagine a dilapidated conditions for a giraffe. And I'm going to take pay, and then I'm going to get on the air when I get back, and I'm just going to destroy this place. So the tour guide is on a Segway, and they give you a low frequency on the FM dial to tune into, and you follow him in your car while he's on the Segway, and he does the tour. And then you stop, and he was very polite, and I rolled down my window a crack, and I go, is it okay if we roll the windows down? He's like, yeah, that's fine. You can roll your window. And he was delightful. And I have to tell you, we spent the tour, and I think we got 45 minutes of the hour tour that we were supposed to get, and which was more than enough. In that time, we saw giraffes up close. We saw camels. I was able to open my window. A camel stuck his head in my car, and I got to pet the camel's head.
Awesome.
I saw a zebras and a donkey, and then a zebra who made it with the donkey. So it's a donkey down to the legs, and then it had zebra legs. I saw monkeys. It was fantastic. Like, I don't even want, I don't, I, first of all, I expected to take pictures and so I can be like, look what they're doing to these animals. All look clean. They all looked happy. The rhino is having a ball. This place is a gem. It is, it's beautiful, and I highly recommend anybody that wants to go to go. In fact, to show you how much I like of it, I still want to kill that woman. I still want to punch her in the throat and leave her somewhere on the property to die. Oh. But yet I will still recommend you go to that place because that's how much I enjoyed it. So I can't crap on the place whatsoever. So I did look on Yelp, and there are several Yelp reviews, mostly 5 stars, and then there's a bunch of 1 stars. And if you read them, they all say the same thing. Great time. The woman who runs it's incredibly rude. I could only imagine that maybe I'm assuming that she has some sort of social disability, and that's why she's with the animals. You know, like maybe she's found.
I gotta tell you, there's a lot of people who deal with animals and only deal with animals and are not good with people.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but they're probably not good to be the gatekeeper.
Right.
You put you somewhere else in the park.
Yeah, like feeding or cleaning poop.
Right.
But I guess she's one of the owners. And if you're anybody who's familiar with the park, I guarantee you know exactly what I'm talking about. The guy who was our tour guide seemed utterly embarrassed by her behavior. He was just like, okay, thank you to her. Like, he just was like, what a lunatic. But he seemed like he was used to that.
Once I look back at my daughter and she tells me she wants to see the giraffes,
yeah.
At that point I contemplate how much it's going to cost me, how much trouble I'm going to get when I go right through the gate. I just drive the car right through the gate.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I really did. I was like, there's a statement to be made here. But I can honestly say that it's worth it if you have kids and if you like it. It's a little bit on the high end price wise. It's $150, I think, but you could put 7 people in the car. So that's pretty cool. And then you can feed the animals and you can do all this stuff, but you have to pay extra for everything. Again, it's not just like a zoo. It's a whole safari. I mean, I really enjoyed it, but man, I would love to find out what that woman's deal is. Find out why she's so mean. I pulled out of it and I looked at I even tipped the tour guide and I looked at my wife and I go, I didn't think this was going to end this way. She goes, no, me either. She's like, I saw you hitting her and killing animals. And I go, yeah, I both of those I wanted to do, to be honest with you, but I'm glad it ended up being safe. What happened? What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry.
Are you getting phone calls?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody had an experience with her, good or bad. I mean, also, I understand that sometimes people just have bad days. Maybe that woman was just having a bad day. Maybe she didn't like my face. I don't like a lot of people's faces.
Well, I always think about that whenever people start in negative. They start down, you know what I mean? Like, no, this isn't happening, whatever. I still remember, and it was one of the best ones because I felt so good about it. We were playing a gig with Pitbull Toddler, and I forget where it was exactly, but I pull in. The bus is right there, and I pull in, and the lady's shaking her head. Before I even stop the car, she's shaking her head no. So I roll my window down. And she goes, you can't park here. And I go, and she goes, you can't park here. And as she's saying that, Willie, who at the time was working with us, came around to the other side, and John was in the passenger seat, John Brennan. And I rolled down the window, and he goes, just pull up right here. And as that lady's talking, I just rolled that window up, and I said, we're going to park right over here, and just went. Just take a minute and see what's going on. Shaking head. Nope.
Nope.
Are you in charge of the dirt parking lot?
Yeah, come on.
I always do this move. I go, I'm with the, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I go, what is your name? Mary. Okay, Mary. my name is Mike Calta, and I play in this band. That's my bus with my name on it, and I'm leaving now, and they've already paid me. And when they ask me why I didn't show up, I'm going to say it's because Mary told me I wasn't allowed to be there. And then she's like, hold on one second. That's how it always goes. I don't even get mad anymore. I go, okay, I'll just do you. I'll give you a chance to figure it out, and then we'll go from there. So that was the case. I don't know if anybody's been to the Dade City Giraffe Farm Ranch thing and had any issues with that lady. I would love to know about it. But I figured out also that that's probably where I'm going to go if I ever have to run from the law. Like, remember I was going to go to Bellamy Brothers Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I just figured I can get a job shoveling poop over there for cash.
Sure.
You know? Like, you can live here on the property in a tent, and you'll have to clean the stalls at night, and we'll pay you cash. But that's it. No questions asked. And I'm like, all right, that's where I'm going to go. It's always good to have a plan.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess that's true.
If you ever have to bug out, you need to know where to go.
Yeah.
And if you're bugging out to hide from the law, or you're bugging out because you're trying to avoid something else.
But what are you doing that you need to hide from the law?
You don't know.
Well, ironically, I'm murdering the lady at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that that's going to be the
They're like, we have an opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Jack. Jack, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning, everybody. I'm the guy that was a son of a diplomat, grew up overseas in India. We went up north to Corbett National Park. When I say north, north of Delhi.
Right.
Probably about 11. And it's like you're talking about. It's a car tour through the national park, and we saw great big sambar stags and crazy India animals, right? Great big python.
Yeah.
And we're driving a little minivan, and Dad stops the van because there are these big monkeys. They're big. They're like 3 feet tall, and they're all white, and they got black faces and black hands and feet.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and they kind of surrounded the van, and then they got on top, and they're banging on it and stuff, and so just hits the gas.
Oh, and kill the monkeys?
Oh, yeah. Me and my brother were just looking out the back window at the mess he made.
Oh! Now, did anybody see that? Did anybody get mad, or did nobody notice?
Oh, no. There were no people around or anything. But, I mean, they will kill you. They will tear your limbs off and eat you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he wasn't having it. He said, no.
There's no time to mess around. And back in the day, though, they had big monkeys where they would get on there and pound the hood of the car and dent the car. And there was if you didn't just drive away, they'd
This was like maybe 1984 or something. Yeah. So there were no rules yet.
Yeah, I mean, think of it now. They don't even have greyhound racing anymore. They outlawed greyhound. Yeah. Imagine being able to drive through a monkey park where you just run over the monkeys.
Yeah, I think probably here is the only place that we've lost our mind to such an extent. Everywhere else in the world, people smoke. They still hate gays. Like the good old days.
Wow.
Yeah, we've lost our mind over here. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. I wonder who Jack voted for. Mike, it says you worked up there at the safari?
No, up in Great Adventure. Up in
What year? How long ago?
It was probably 87, 88. But before I worked there, we were just talking the other day. That's why I was laughing about that safari. That could never happen again, ever in the lifetime of anything. We begged my dad. I mean, begged him to go there. Just me and my brother and sister, and my mom and dad. My dad had just got a brand new Cadillac with like a soft top on it, and we were driving through the monkey thing. And I just remember my dad. All the monkeys jumped on the car, and one monkey started like leaning back and forth on his antenna. My dad was like, "Don't you do it! Don't you do it!" That monkey leaned back, and that antenna just snapped. And like it was almost like the monkey was laughing. So my dad was pissed that he's rolling down the window. I'm like, "The roll on the window!" And then he got on his roof, and they started chilling off his soft top of his brand new Cadillac, only new car he ever had. So my dad floors it, and I think he's going to hit the monkeys. But they're way smart. They're not. That's not the first time they tried to get hit. They ran out of the way.
They're not New Delhi monkeys.
No, but there was a security guard because he stopped my dad and they made us leave the park. They drove around in those little mail jeeps and they were painted like zebras. Remember?
Yeah. So, I meant like there was no like security like we have now, but there were security guards there. Yeah,
and I can't believe that was able to happen back in the day. But it was my dad was like, "Don't you do it! Don't you do it!" That monkey just staring at him the whole time.
And the
antenna just snapped.
I wonder was what great. Was covered up more. Park goer, safari goer, injuries or animal injuries?
I bet the animal injuries, because back in the day, people were smarter than now. Like, nobody's getting out of their car. My dad was going to roll down the window a little. I don't know what that was going to do, but nobody was getting out of your car in 84. Now people get out and just you know, act like
we had a picture. We had a picture. Keep in mind, my dad also had a gun, which was rare in New York. But we had a picture of, I remember seeing, of a lion staring at my dad through the window, and the window was halfway down. And my
dad it's great.
Took a picture. That's insane.
It's great. So, well, you guys have a great day. Great show.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. Oh, man. I always thought Busch Gardens had something like that here. Like when you went to Busch Gardens, I thought you could go through a safari like that.
They have that. You can drive out on a safari truck and feed the giraffes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You pay extra a couple bucks and they'll take you out there.
Did you ever go to Lion Country Safari down in Miami area?
No.
Oh, that was a drive-through type zoo that you would go
to. Miami had Monkey Jungle. Miami had the lion thing. Then there's an Alligator Alley, or not Alligator Alley. What's that beach down there, down south? That really boring beach that's on there, Sanibel Island. They have like a drive-through alligator thing where you just drive through and there's just a bunch of alligators on the side of the road. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Well, here it wasn't drive-through, but the chimp farm in Tarpon Springs.
Chimp farm where they would just whip off on you.
Yeah, we'd go there all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I think that if I go to one of those places and something happens, that's on me. So I just avoid all those places. You know. Well, I guess maybe I'm the only one with the story about that woman. I guess good. And again, I strongly recommend, if you have children or if you just love animals, to go check out that safari in Dade City. Because no matter how mean that woman was, it was still worth going to and checking out. And never in my life did I think I'd be able to pet a camel, and that camel stuck his head right in my car.
Yeah,
it was
that's
a good
pretty
time.
Cool.
Yeah, it really was fun.
Did they spit? Did you get to see any camel spit?
He didn't spit, but he certainly was filled with saliva. I took my hand back, and it looked like a mess, but I had a bunch of hand sanitizer, thank God. So, all right, we have death pool picks to make.
Yes.
I have Tony's death pool picks like we did yesterday. It starts off with Carmen, right?
Yes, it does.
All right, Carmen, we roll through, and then we'll roll back, and two picks for everybody again today.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Death Pool Picks happening next. It's the Mike Caltas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Caltas Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.